This recording, Arkansas 19, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for her name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Grew up in Little Rock, went to public schools, and my mom was an art teacher in Little Rock, so I went to school with her a bunch growing up, and went to Little Rock Central High School and enjoyed those years, and then moved to Mississippi to go to college in Jackson, Mississippi for a couple of years, a small college there, and transferred up to Fayetteville to the U of A, met my wife here, and we then went to Mississippi, lived in Oxford, Mississippi, and enjoyed a lot of the good food and the small town that was intimidating at first in terms of being very elitist, had an elitist quality of it, about it. And we lived there for quite a while, and 9 years, and then moved on to Connecticut. So we got to eat lobster and got to be exposed to really good pizza. So there were 3 different pizza places that were really strong in New Haven. Pepe's was the most famous of the 3, and what we figured out over time was to order specific things. Specific pizzas were much better at certain places than others, and that was the way to do that. So Pepe's, we ended up getting like a gorgonzola and spinach pizza that was really good. The margarita pizza was good at I've forgotten the name already. I think it was Modern Pizza. That was really good. And ate at Sally's, which was the other big place to go to eat pizza. But lobster, that's the other big food item we don't necessarily have around these parts too much. That's all that good, at least. So we got to go to a lot of lobster shacks on the coast of Connecticut and in New Haven as well. So those are some big things you enjoyed about living up there and things you miss. Then we moved to this area, back to this area, over 5 years ago. And here we are.